We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Thursday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. Thank you for listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast, and we do say thank you to everyone who listens on a regular basis or even a semi-regular basis. So start off today by saying thank you to Bill Andrike with Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284. If you run into a situation later today, by the way, maybe you haven't run into a situation yet. Maybe your AC is working fine, but I want to encourage you to do this now. Go ahead and write down their number, 759-3284, if you're here in the central part of the county, because your air conditioner may one day need somebody to service it. And if you're here in the central part of the county, give them a call, write it down, maybe put it up on your AC, your air handler, your closet, wherever the air handler might be. And that way you have their number handy whenever you need to call. So that's coming up. Also want to invite you out this coming Sunday. I will be preaching Sunday morning. Sunday night, we're going to be having our grow groups. It's a six-session small group meeting. We are studying Get Out of That Pit. It's a book by Beth Moore, and so we're going to be discussing that. That's going to be at our house. So if you need directions to that, come to church, and we will be providing those directions on Sunday. So it'll be meeting the second and the fourth Sundays for the next 3 months. So that is what is coming up there. Also, a week from this Saturday, we will be having our free leadership development seminar. This is not just church leadership. This is leadership across any spectrum. If you're a businessman, this man is a personal coach. He travels around the country. He is a believer. He's been a pastor, still is a minister. But if you would like for him to share with you some leadership principles that you don't have to drive all the way to Orlando for, or Jacksonville or Miami, or go here or go there, and free should fit into everyone's budget. So that's coming up 9 to 12:30 on Saturday, August the 15th. So those are just a few of the announcements that we have coming up. So if you will turn in your Bible today to Genesis chapter 41, or maybe you're listening or driving, maybe just make a note of it where we're at. We're discussing the life of Joseph. And let's begin reading at verse number 25 again. It says, "Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, 'The dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good heads are 7 years. The dreams are one. And the seven thin and ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty heads blighted by the east wind are 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do.'" By the way, I'll just pause there and tell you that the scripture says that God does not do anything without first revealing it to his servants, the prophets. So thank God that he is in the business of not blindsiding us, but giving us a heads up so that we are aware of what things are coming. Verse number 29, "Indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt, but after them 7 years of famine will arise, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will deplete the land. So the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine following, for it will be very severe." And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice, because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. So let's stop there for just a moment. And I want to take you back to verse number 15, where Pharaoh tells Joseph, "But I have heard it said of you that you can understand a dream to interpret it." Okay? And so there are two aspects. There is what the dream is, and then what does the dream mean? And so Joseph, who just a few hours earlier was in the prison doing his job, has now been brought out of the dungeon. He has been shaven. His clothing has been changed, and he's been transported to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh has presented him with information that none of the other wise men in Egypt were able to process. They could not understand the dream. They could not interpret it. And so Joseph has told him, I am personally not able to do this, but God is. And so Joseph, in verse number 24, Pharaoh says, "So I told this to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me." So I want you to realize how quickly God is able to empower you and I in a society to bring transformational wisdom. It literally does not take him very long at all. If we have demonstrated that we are a faithful people, then God can download, if you will, or upload to us, whatever direction it needs to be, he can download to us the wisdom that is necessary, just like we can snap our fingers, just that quickly. That is how fast God can impart his wisdom. There are a lot of people who think that wisdom just naturally comes with age, but I've seen a lot of old people who act very immature. They may have gray hair, but they are still living as if they are a teenager or if they are an adolescent. And one of the things that I studied recently, and right now I can't remember exactly where I saw this piece of information, is that people tend to get stuck at a level of maturity wherever it was they experienced a life-altering traumatic event. I want you to know that you don't have to get stuck there. Okay? I have also seen people who are very young in the faith who, because they sought God with all their heart, with all their mind, with all their strength, that they encountered things very rapidly in their discipleship process because they were in a wholehearted pursuit of the King of Kings. And so Joseph is here. It really doesn't take but a matter of minutes. I mean, if we give him a matter of hours from the time that that Pharaoh was informed about the situation, and all of a sudden this entourage shows up and they usher Joseph out. They take him, they get him cleaned up, they shave his face, they put on clean clothes for him, they prepare him for the entrance into Pharaoh's presence, and then they transport him to Pharaoh. And literally that could take a matter of hours. But if you read the conversation between verse 14 and verse number 24, it literally only takes a matter of minutes. Now, I don't know if Joseph was briefed before he got there as to what was going on, as to why he was being shown into Pharaoh's presence. But even so, it was a matter of hours for a man who just earlier had been occupying a prison cell in a dungeon. The smartest people in all of Egypt have not been able to solve the problem, and this has been going on. They had the same opportunity that Joseph had, and they failed. And so Joseph hears about it in verse number 24, and immediately he says, "The dreams of Pharaoh are one." They're not two distinct dreams, they're the same dream. "And what you have seen is that there are 7 good years of coming, 7 years of abundance. And following that, there are going to be 7 years of lack. There is going to be devastation or drought and blight. And the situation is going to be so severe that the people will forget all about the 7 years of plenty and they will only remember the 7 years of lack. In fact, those 7 years are going to be so severe that it'll be as if the 7 years of abundance never happened. Okay? So, here we go. First of all, I want you to see that God in his mercy is sending supply before there is coming a drought. He is sending a 7 years of abundant supply before there is 7 years of drought. This is something that I wrote down in preparation to coming here to do the broadcast, and that is this. We tend to squander abundance and then suffer during lack. So we tend to squander 7 years of abundance, and then we end up suffering when there are years of lack. And so I want to encourage you that if you are going through a time of financial blessing, to make sure that you set aside some resources, if you will, to prepare in case there is ever a downturn. That's not negatively speaking. I'm telling you, God wants us to be prepared. He wants us to be prepared. So he says here that God has imparted to him what God is about to do. And what God is about to do is the key to any vision. It's the key to any vision. So let's go on over to verse number 33, and let's pick up there. Joseph at the end of verse 32 has done everything that is necessary. He has heard the dream, interpreted the dream, and helped Pharaoh to understand it. 7 good years are coming, and followed by that are going to be 7 bad years. Okay? Verse number 33, Joseph goes above and beyond what has been asked of him. And he says this, Now therefore let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land to collect 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 plentiful years, and let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. Then that food shall be as a reserve for the land for the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine. And here's what Joseph did. Joseph not only interpreted the dream that had been established in the heart of God, he said, God said, this is the divine timeline. And Joseph said, now here's what you need to do. And he began to establish a plan of action for Pharaoh. And he says, you're going to want to select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. You are going to want someone who is faithful. You are going to want someone who is wise. You are going to need someone there who is above reproach and is above bribery or corruption. That's the person that you are going to need to put in the land. Okay? So notice he did not say, Pharaoh, you need to be hands-on during this. He said, you need to find a person who is going to serve you with your heart and your mind, and they're going to act and according to the wisdom that I'm getting ready to share with you. Okay? And so he tells him, he said, let him appoint officers over the land to collect 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 plentiful years. Thank God for the years of abundance. Now, what he just proposed here was a 20% tax on all that was grown in the land of Egypt during the years of abundance. Now, remember, these are really plentiful, plentiful years. And so even during that abundance, whenever there is a 20% tax on that, they are still going to have the same amount that they had before, if not more. Okay? Now, it is very important that you remember this particular step, because First of all, it is the key to salvation. It was the key to the salvation of the Egyptian people, as well as all of the peoples around that region. But I'm going to tell you a little bit later, there's a story about Joseph that is hardly ever mentioned. And I believe that it is a strategy that is employed a lot of times in people's lives, especially by government. So keep listening in the days ahead, because it's going to be a very revealing, eye-opening truth that I share with you. Okay? So he tells the people, he said, what we need to do is we need to set aside 20% of everything that comes in over the next 7 years. Okay? And so the people still have all of theirs. Now let me break this down to you as far as an individual basis. If that is what the entire nation needed to do, guess what? I believe that it would have been wise and prudent for individuals to have followed the same plan. Then they would not have ended up in the destitute condition during the 7 years of blight. But what they said is, okay, we're going to give you what has been produced from our land, but then you're going to give it back to us. But whenever Pharaoh gives it back to them at a later time, there are strings that are attached to that. We can avoid some of those strings of domination and control if we would just follow the purposes and the plans that God has. Now, what Joseph is describing is he is thinking strategically. He says you need somebody to oversee this, and you need people in various regions, because we are going to need to band together during this time so that food is stored up, so that it will keep us from starving to death during the times of drought. Okay? Verse number 35, and let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. By the way, I want you to flash back in your memory just a little bit, a few years ago, to when Superstorm Sandy came in and hit the New York City region. Do you remember how devastating that was? Because there is no food produced in a city. Food is produced out in the country. Food is produced in the field. You might get a few plants here or a few plants there, but most of the food supplies that we partake of, all of those are grown out in the country. And so they said, what we need to do is we need to store all of this abundance in the city. And cities get impacted very, very drastically whenever something tragic happens to them. And so let me move on. I don't want to park there very long. And store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. Then that food shall be a reserve in the land for the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine. And so what Joseph has just done in laying out this very simple strategy is he said to Pharaoh, God wants Egypt to survive. God wants Egypt to survive. You can look in some of the prophetic books, and you will find that God holds Egypt very dear to his heart. He really does. It is mentioned right along with Israel. And so Joseph reveals to Pharaoh that it is his wisdom and his concern that Egypt will survive. Let's look at verse number 37. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said in his servants, can we find such a one as this in whom is the Spirit of God? Okay, so Joseph lays out this strategy. Let me ask you, what strategy has God given you? There's a commercial that comes on every once in a while about these people. Instead of planning, they're just kind of hoping that they're going to win the lottery or strike it big and something like that. And I want you to know that God wants you to think strategically. when, you know, if you're on a golf course, you need to think strategically. When you are in business, you have to think strategically. I'll just take just a moment and just lay it out here. As far as pastors goes, pastors historically have suffered in the area of not thinking strategically. Thinking spiritually, yes, but thinking strategically, not necessarily. We tend to think that if we, you know, just do everything according to the Word of God, that everything is going to turn out fine. And praise God, thank God for His faithful provision. But we also need to have a strategic mindset. We need people who can help us think with the wisdom of God. So you need to evaluate the strategy, and that's what Pharaoh did. He presented it to all of his servants. He presented it to his wise men, to his counselors, his cabinet, if you will, and they evaluated the strategy, and they found Joseph's strategy to be sound and reliable. And then Pharaoh says this, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?" Can I tell you a difference between Egypt and Babylon and America right now? The difference between the Egyptian government and the Babylonian government and the American government is this. Both Egypt and Babylon, in moments of crisis, reached out, and when they found that there was a Spirit-filled man of God in the country, they reached out to him because they needed God's wisdom. Okay? They needed God's wisdom. In America, we tend to ignore the wisdom of God, and if a politician comes on the scene and they begin to describe that they have a vibrant, healthy, necessary relationship with God, that they pray because they need God's counsel. And if somebody says, "Well, wait a minute, are you one of those Pentecostals?" You know what? I thank God for all of the Bible-believing Christians, no matter what name is over the door, but I am also thankful for the Spirit of the living God who can impart to us wisdom in an instant that we know what we should do. Okay? So Babylon, the king's mother comes in and says, you need to look for Daniel because in him dwells the spirits of God. In him, he's got a spirit of excellence. Joseph, the key thing that Pharaoh said is, can we find a man such as this one in whom is the Spirit of God? We need to be Spirit-filled believers. Our bosses need us to be Spirit-filled believers because every business has its ups and downs. Every business goes through its crisis seasons. And at that point in time, you need somebody who is not going to tell you what you want to hear. You are going to need someone who can tell you what is going on in the spirit realm. What is God doing? And how is the Spirit of God going to lead you and I through this trial of adversity? You can take it or you can leave it, but I'm thankful for the Spirit of God. And this Corinthians says that God gives to each man several gifts as he wills. I don't believe that it's just Pentecostals that are spiritually gifted. I believe it's in the heart of God for every believer in the body of Christ to have a spiritual gift from the Spirit of God that he is using to bless and encourage and edify the body of Christ. Okay? In whom is the Spirit of God? I want to talk about one more thing, and that is this. Let's not just talk about the Spirit of God. Let's not just have a legacy of an encounter with the Spirit of God, but let's make sure that being Spirit-filled is a contemporary, current reality in our life. Folks, Jesus said, "Sufficient to the day is the trouble thereof." Every day is going to have some difficulties and adversities, but none of them are going to be so great that the Spirit of the living God cannot overcome those things. We need to be walking in the Spirit and being led by the Spirit on a regular basis. If you think just because we came through the housing bubble of 2008, 2007, the economic, or the housing bubble of 2005, and the economic crisis in 2008, or the 9/11 tragedies, I've got news for you. Those are not the only troubles. Jesus said, we need to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness every day. We need his blessings every day. By the way, the scripture also says that he daily loads us with benefits. So I'm looking for a contemporary reality of the blessing and the wisdom and the favor of God. So, Pharaoh says, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and he clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck, and he had him ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried out before him, bow the knee. So he set him over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh also said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no man may lift his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paneah, and he gave him as a wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On. So Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. I just wanted to read that for you, because Pharaoh said, you know what? We have found nobody in our land that is able to do the things that you do. And so you are the person that I'm going to select to put this great responsibility into your hands. A few hours earlier, he was a prisoner in a dungeon cell. Right now, you may be going through a difficult time, but I just want you to know that when God acts in a suddenly moment, your entire world can change for the better in a matter of seconds. Right now, you might be trapped in your sins, but I want you to know that with a declaration from the throne room of heaven, all of your past can be wiped away, your sins can be forgiven, and Jesus can be the Lord of your life. Father, I pray right now that Jesus would establish his throne room in people's hearts who are listening to this program. Forgive them of their sins in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.